Country Bob FM.
It's not just back to the Bob Morning Show. It's back for the... I need to little unfinished business here.
Okay.
Dave from Manorville on the Conway Twitty Boogie Grass Band. He says that is a classic. One of very few by Conway. Dave from Manorville is not a Conway Twitty fan.
Okay.
He may have had too many hits for Dave's liking. So that's what we hear from Dave right there. And we are giving away tickets to Lee Greenwood here. It's part of an Almanac quiz. And we'll give away a couple of pairs because I think we have authorization to give away multiple pairs, Neil.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so listen for a quiz question at the end. It'll have something to do about today's almanac, and we'll go from there. Today is Thursday, February 22nd, 53rd day of the year. Let's go way back, 1630. English colonists in the Massachusetts Bay Colony. That's why they're colonists. Yeah. They first sampled popcorn.
Oh.
Brought to them by a Native American named Quadwaquina.
Oh.
It was their Thanksgiving celebration, 1630 on this date. And somebody burned the popcorn. One of those English colonists, they didn't know how to do it. And is there a worse smell?
No, it's pretty bad.
I think
there are worse smells, I think.
But. I think the legislature is actually discussing putting up a bill. Because they like to regulate things, to ban popcorn from the workplace.
Mm. Too messy? Too smelly if it burns?
If it burns. It is messy, too, but it's usually messy for the people, although it does fall on the floor. But if you have a shirt and all of a sudden you're eating it and you take a look at it and it's just all over the place. I had some good popcorn last night at Champlin Park High School. At a girls' basketball game, Anoka over Champlin Park, And I like how they serve it just in a simple brown paper bag. Nothing fancy.
Yeah. That's good.
You know, it's either brown paper bag or you get that box, the red and white box that says popcorn on it. Those are the only two options at high school sporting events for popcorn to be served.
Both solid.
Or even the red and white paper bag. This is the brown paper bag.
Yeah, like a lunch bag kind of?
Yeah. A small one. I don't even think you get a sandwich in it.
Oh,
but it was enough popcorn to tide me over, certainly.
Right. So we used to raid high school popcorn when my kids and my friends, our sons were
fun.
You know, playing basketball. We'd go, hey, don't forget, we got to get popcorn. They got great popcorn at that gym. You know, that's how we kind of remembered what schools were what.
1879, this date.
Hurry to Woolworth and Woolco for the semi-annual sale of our entire stock of pantyhose and nylons at 20% off our regular low prices. 20% off on sheer nude look stretch pantyhose.
Ooh, the nude look. Sheer from legs. Woolworth. And that's where I got my pantyhose and nylons from, the Woolworth and Woolco.
If you were planning a bank heist... You went there to get your nylon to cover your face?
It was the bank robber's choice right there, number one.
It really was.
And then they would rob Woolworth on their way out. they would go in and buy the nylons, leave, and then come back with them over their face.
Yeah.
And they would especially hit during dollar days. So this was the first five-and-dime Woolworth store was opened in Utica, New York in 1859. And some 30 years later or so, they had themselves... A skyscraper. Woolworth was so
huge.
Successful, they have really had the tallest building in New York before they built the Empire State Building.
Right. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
So that Woolworth was a gold mine.
1879, the father of American golf. 1888 on this day, John Reed first demonstrates golf on a Yonkers cow pasture. He brought it, of course, from England. It'd been popular in England for a few decades. And the father of American golf, Yonkers cow pasture. I guess you're in a cow pasture. There's some different hazards there than just sand bunkers.
Right. I don't know what club you use to hit out of some of that.
So if you're hitting a ball out of a cow paddy, do you make ball first contact? Or do you try to take some of the cow paddy? You know, if you have the proper flange on your sand wedge. I mean, is it even a sand wedge then? Is it a poop wedge? It's a manure wedge.
Yeah.
You're with the manure wedge. It was 1888. That's why you don't see Marshall Dillon and Doc and Festus them. Going out golfing.
Yeah. You know, they went out fishing, right. But they didn't go out golfing.
Let's get a quick 18 in before we got to head on over to Dodge for a high noon showdown on Main right. Street there, middle of town, town square. So 1888, golf was introduced to the United States. 1923, the first successful chinchilla farm opened on this date. Los Angeles, California. Chinchilla, it's kind of a little rodent thing. And it was the first farm of its kind in the U.S. Neil, have you ever had chinchilla chili?
Not knowingly.
No. It's very important. The seasoning is very important, but the meat is really kind of stringy.
Okay.
And you probably want to avoid it if you have it. If that's the only meat you have available, I guess use it. But we right. recommend against chinchilla chili.
Okay.
1963, this date. This was quite an event on television.
A girl! Wilma, she's beautiful. She looks just like you.
A chip off the old block, huh, Fred?
More like a pebble off the old Flintstone.
What a wonderful name. Pebbles Flintstone.
What does baby say? Do you like your name?
Abba Dabba Goo.
Are there any questions?
Barney's locking it up. And what's Barney? What's Barney Rubble doing there in the delivery room? He was that close of a friend. That's a real neighbor right there.
Right.
And Fred was very relieved to hear Pebbles say those words because there was question because they thought maybe it might either have been Joe Rockhead or Mr. Slate. It's the real father.
But that proved,
a doubt. Beyond a doubt. They didn't have DNA back in Flintstone times. But that proved that Fred was the father.
We didn't need Maury Povich here.
No. Fred Flintstone, you are the father. So that's 1963. Pebbles was born. Here's a big deal from 80.
You've got 10 seconds. The countdown going on right now. Morrow, up to Schultz. 5 seconds left in the game. Over. You believe in miracles? Yes!
Was the miracle on ice. Of course, they still had to win a game. Who would they have to beat? That'd be Germany or somebody. Who was in the gold medal? Finland?
It was Finland, yeah.
Finland, one of those countries over there. But this was the semifinal game. This was the big one.
Beating the Soviets.
Yep. Mike Arizioni was your game MVP, number one star, game-winning goal. And that was 1980. We still remember it. Still voted this day. That was a 4-3 win over the Soviets, the Big Red Machine. I mean, they throttled NHL teams, Neil.
Oh, destroyed. Yeah. And they had beaten this team, in an exhibition, rather.
In New York.
Wasn't it 10-zip or something? Yeah. I mean, it was bad.
Herb Brooks, of course, the coach, and many, many, many Minnesotans on that team. Yeah. 1980. How about 81?
It's one hell of a day in my neighborhood. A hell of a day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I hope I get to move in your neighborhood someday. The problem is when I move in, y'all move away.
It was the debut of a genius bit on SNL. We're talking Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood. Robinson, are you there? Who is that? I mean, it's just such a great take on Mr. Rogers.
It was hilarious.
It debuted on this date in 1981, Eddie Murphy on SNL. 1984.
Through picture and film, the world has watched David grow up in his sterile bubble, never able to emerge to know the feel of human touch. David's body lacks the cells necessary to defend against infection, so even exposure to germs that cause the common cold could be fatal.
Of course, that's news about the bubble boy. David, 12-year-old Houston boy, known as David, the bubble boy. He died after being removed from the plastic bubble he called home for most of his life. They didn't remove him just to remove him. He was being taken to the hospital for a possible life-changing bone marrow transplant and a life-saving bone marrow transplant. But his immunity was so bad. His immune system was so bad, he just couldn't take it, and he passed away, sadly, at the hospital at age of 12. And, of course, there was a movie. John Travolta played David, a little older David, if you will. They kind of advanced him in age a little bit because John Travolta, everybody wanted to have John Travolta in their TV movies. Right. That was in 84. 85, this happened. John Stossel picked the wrong wrestler to ask if wrestling is fake.
I'll ask you the standard question. You know?
Standard question.
I think this is fake.
You think it's fake?
What's that? Is that fake?
Huh? What the hell's wrong with you? That's open hand slap, huh? You think it's fake?
Oh, my. Dr. D, David. Now, if he would have asked Coco Beware the same question, none of that would have happened. He picked the wrong guy. Yeah. Not even Mr. Fuji down the hall wanted a piece of it. It's John Stossel, 2020. They're investigating wrestling. And Dr. D, David Schultz. You hand it to Dr. D. He at least gave him an open hand slap, which is legal.
Those are legal.
Those are legal in the squared circle. And sadly for John Stossel, he had permanent ear damage and had issues, won some money in a lawsuit. And I really do like John Stossel's stuff that he does on YouTube now. And I'm glad he's still around. I'm glad David Schultz didn't totally incapacitate him on this date. I'm glad he didn't, you know.
Right.
There, that was cement floor there in that hallway. I'm glad he didn't give him a pile driver there or something. Right.
That would have been a problem.
You know, DDT. 97 this date on Wheel of Fortune.
You know, we want to keep up with the time, so we are grudgingly moving into, for us, the 19th century by changing our, like, this is the last night of this puzzle board. You will no longer be turning letters. The new board, which you will see on Monday, how does it's heat activated, if you will. And if anyone can heat up a board, you can. You have to touch the letters.
And they light up.
You'll be a letter toucher, not a letter turner.
Yeah. I'm a letter toucher. I'm a letter toucher. Wheel of Fortune changed its board. It was the last show using the Trilon puzzle board, which was more mechanical than electronic, where the number, the letters and things had to be manually loaded and then turned by Vanna White. So Vanna White burned less calories beginning in the next show because she wasn't turning letters. She was just touching the square. If you watch it now, she just touches a square. That was a long time. That was 97.
Wow.
They made that change. And then 2005, Barry Bonds, Neil.
Cheater.
We just need to go out there and do our jobs just as you professionals do your job. No, all you guys lied. All of y'all. In a story or whatever, have lied. Should you have asterisks behind your name? All of you have lied. All of you have said something wrong. All of you have dirt. All of you. When your closet's clean, then come clean somebody else's.
A defense of Barry Bonds, this date, first press conference since portions of his grand jury testimony in the Belko investigation for steroids were published. And he blasted the media, as you can see right there, 2005. If you're innocent, you're usually not that defensive.
Nope. He was guilty, and he used performance-enhancing drugs.
Remember, it is an almanac quiz. It is cheating. It truly is. Almanac quiz. Everybody's favorite film and TV dad.
It's small, it's brown, it's made of leather, it has my initials on it. I believe that's it.
Don't forget, the grandparents are coming this afternoon.
Are we still having dinner with the Rice Checks?
Riz Checks, 8 o'clock at the club. Oh, and you better learn their names. As of tomorrow, they're family.
That's a lovely thought. Mm. When it comes your turn to get married, do me a favor. Elope.
Who'd marry her?
Mr.
Who would marry Molly Ringwald? That was from 16 Candles. It's Paul Dooley. He was father on a number of shows and movies, and he is 96 here today. Wow. Let's go to Nantucket, shall we?
Announcing the arrival of Sandpiper Air Flight 26, nonstop service from Boston to our lovely island of Nantucket. For those of you going out to greet arriving passengers, we've learned, due to one particularly nasty incident, that it's best to wait for the propellers to come to a complete stop.
Rebecca Schull, she was Faye. She was the ticket agent for Sandpiper Air on Wings.
Yeah. Wings.
Wings was a great show. I mean, what a great cast. Just a fantastic cast. Lowell and then Tony Shalhoub as Antonio.
Right.
And the whole thing. And the brothers, Rebecca Schull, 95 today.
If I catch either one of you doing anything except traffic duty, I'm going to have the both investigated and suspended.
Well, sir, technically this is traffic duty.
Technically, you're a idiot. Get out of here, Taggart!
He was Taggart, Neil. You remember John Ashton?
Oh, for sure.
Rosewood or Roseweed and Taggart from the Beverly Hills Cop trilogy. John Ashton, 76. I think this guy was your guy, I think.
From the University of Massachusetts, number 6, captain of the Philadelphia 76ers, Julius the Doctor Irving.
Call him the doctor. He's about to perform surgery, and it usually involved a dunk.
Yeah, he could play.
Let's say he was a heart surgeon performing heart transplants. He would dunk the heart. He would come through the door, little spin, rock the cradle, rock right. the baby, yep. underhand, and then overhand tomahawk jam. Right?
Right.
Right.
That heart
place.
Would look like a pea in his massive hand.
Yeah, indeed. And
the doctor.
The doctor, the good doctor, Dr. J today is 74. Vijay Singh. You have an alternative performance and pronunciation of his last name, right?
Vijay Singh.
Singh. Yes. Vijay Singh, 21 here today, or I should say 61.
61.
21,
yeah.
though, in golfing years.
Right.
It's like
there
dog years. 21. Rachel Dratch is 58.
We were just goofing around in the snow, and Spence fell right on some ice really hard. Anyway, when we got back to his place, his butt was so red.
She's seen you naked? We agreed you're saving yourself.
Mom!
No, I didn't see him naked. He told me his butt was red. Over the phone. I was in church.
Rachel Dratch got her start on Saturday Night Live. There she is, recurring role on King of Queens. Stiller and Mira, part of that scene as well. It's classic. She's nice. 58.
Photon torpedo complement 32, class 6 warhead. Explosive yield 200 isotons.
How did you obtain this information?
We are Borg.
She basically saved the show, Star Trek Voyager. And usually when Star Trek needs saving, they bring in the Borg, Neil.
Right.
Sounds Swedish, I know. Jerry Ryan was 7 of 9, the Borg that became human again and helped them out. Helped them get home. 56. And one more.
Hello. It's nice to meet you. I'm Julia Gulia. Julia Gulia.
Sounds good, doesn't
it's
it?
Nice to meet you. I'm Mrs. Julia
It has hit her that she's going to be Julia Gulia, so she better go for Adam Sandler, right? That's Drew Barrymore
right.
from
she's
the Barrymore good. Clan.
Yep.
49.
49 for Drew. All right, gone, but not forgotten today. We're going to start with the father of our country. By my calculations, he would be celebrating his 292nd birthday today. The father of our country, George Washington, born on this day in 1732. He gave us the Boy Scouts. He founded them. Lord Robert Baden Powell was born on this day, 1857, and he was prepared, and he always has been ever since. Also, one of the Kennedys, Ted Kennedy, brother of John and Robert, of course, a younger brother, Ted Kennedy, Massachusetts senator, had some driving issues. 1932.
Do you have a question, Senator Kennedy?
Yes, I do. Have you ever tried coming out of the bathroom nude and acting like you didn't know someone was there?
No.
Well, that's too bad, because that works, too.
There he is, Edward Kennedy. It was the confirmation hearings for Clarence Thomas. Was that? That's what that was
right.
from.
Okay. That took an interesting turn there.
Sure.
Yeah, Edward Ted Kennedy, 1932. Baseball Hall of Fame manager. He won the World Series with the big red machine, the Cincinnati Reds, in the 70s, and then in the 80s won with the Detroit Tigers. George, we knew him as Sparky Anderson, good baseball man, 1934. Do you recognize this song?
Good morning,
Big hit.
Alone.
You sing this every morning you get up to trudge on
for
into
sure.
the Bob Studios when you're here.
Right. From 1969, that song, Good Morning, Starshine. He also
song.
Did Gene. One name singer, just call him Oliver. Oliver, born on this day in 1945. He was the crocodile hunter, died tragically when that stingray bit, the barb went right into his chest, caused massive damage for Steve Irwin.
If there's one thing that I, Steve Irwin, would want to be remembered for, it's be remembered for passion and enthusiasm.
And for using the word crikey.
Yes.
That was
He was a likable guy. I mean, you couldn't help but watch him and like him. He always wanted the cameras rolling. Even, he said, even if I get eaten by a crocodile or a shark, roll the cameras. It would be a tragedy if something happened to me and it wasn't filmed.
Right.
And it was filmed. And his wife has since destroyed the film.
Makes sense.
The video of his passing. It was very horrific to watch from what I've read and understand. But crocodile hunter Steve Irwin, he passed away young at 44. Born on this day, 1962. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
Are you seated? Your staff had a worse day than usual. Really?
Oh, no.
Are they even working? Are they paying attention? Monster hit. Anybody with a mother-in-law loves this song. Slim Jim and the Beef Jerkies, did they do this?
I don't know that they did.
Ernie K. Doe, born this day in 1933.
Oh, yeah.
He's gone but not forgotten.
Well, I never felt more like singing the blues, cause I never thought that I'd ever lose your...
Guy Mitchell. Marty Robbins had a hit with this too, but Guy Mitchell went number one pop. He was born this day in 1927. More SNL.
Now, what's going on in here? I can hear you all the way down the hall. Don Pardo, tell me what was going on.
Well, Miss Longabaugh, Susan Anderson was talking with her neighbor. And then Stevie O'Connor threw Gloria's shoe in the wastebasket. Another naughty act by Stevie.
Don Pardo, 1918. Why isn't he on your staff?
Don Pardo, that is very egregious.
And then this one here. This one might cause the end of the almanac. This might be the end. It might be a congressional. This might be a congressional investigation.
Those wonderful, carefree, youthful days.
Oh, come on, dear. Smile.
No, sir, Margaret. I've come to the realization at last. It's the kids growing up that makes you feel old.
Oh, nonsense.
Margaret, don't be blind to the truth. Your son...
Jim Anderson, Marcus Welby, Robert Young.
Oh.
Where was he?
I could have sworn I've had him on my list before.
Where was... 1907. Father Knows Best and Marcus Welby.
Marcus Welby, yeah.
Somebody's sleeping on the job, 1907. Now they're all
snoring. Gone, yes. But not forgotten.
For the Lee Greenwood tickets, couple of pairs probably here. We'll see what kind of reaction we get to this question, because this is a good one. This date, 1963, Pebbles Flintstone was born.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I said there was some question to the paternity of said Pebbles Flintstone.
Right.
And we had to confirm that, but I said there were two contenders from the town of Bedrock, two characters that were considered and were, candidates. Who were they? Just give me one.
Then we proved that Fred was the father.
Yes, it was proven there with the goo goo, yabba dabba goo. Yabba dabba goo is what she said. Yabba dabba goo. She was also describing Wilma's cooking. 763-450-0100, 763-450-0100. Who were those potential other fathers of Pebbles this date, 1963? Call, answer correctly. First two that answer correctly will win. Please, good luck. 763-450-0100. Just one of the two. If you name both of them, maybe I'll give you four tickets. Do I have that authority? Can I give them four if they have both?
Yeah.
All right, that's very nice. All right, Neil, Bobathon. Kenny Chesney, Summertime, Don Williams, A Heartbeat in the Darkness, Don Williams, and Colin Ray on The Verge.
Ooh, I like Colin Ray today.
WQPM, Princeton.